Hello, my name is Vincent Bazzone. Job shops are my passion. I've been studying, writing about, and consulting with job shops for the past 30 years. I wrote the book, Speed to Market, Lean Manufacturing for Job Shops, and I'm a frequent contributor to the Fabricator magazine. I even owned and operated a job shop at one point, and so know firsthand the challenges of making a go of this type of business. Today's talk is based on an article I wrote some time ago. Is lean in a job shop a square peg in a round hole? This is a topic of interest for job shop owners and managers as they strive to find ways to become more competitive and profitable in a very competitive environment. They want to know, is lean the answer or not? The idea that lean is the next big thing that will transform job shops is not correct. Any number of job shops that were sold this bill of goods will attest to the limited utility of lean when it comes to improving business performance and bottom line results. There weren't any. I refer you to another audio podcast, Job Shops Are Easy to Manage, Not. If you haven't listened to that yet, provides a firsthand account of what happens when a manager from a mass production world, armed with the very latest tools and techniques, hits a job shop. Hits a wall. It's pathetic, really. The reason for this square peg in a round hole analogy is that lean manufacturing was conceived in a mass production environment where performance improvement comes from reducing inventories. This provides a very clear focus for all types of improvement initiatives, from sales to flexible manufacturing, to SMED, the single minute exchange of dies, to the end-on feedback boards, those electronic boards, and the list goes on. There are countless tools and techniques that have come under the lean umbrella. But job shops have little or no inventory to begin with. Materials are purchased on a job-by-job basis, and orders are shipped to the customer when they're completed, so there are no finished goods inventories. This robs the job shop of reducing inventory as a central focus. However, as I described in my book, Speed to Market, reducing lead time is what takes the place of reducing inventory as a central focus for improvement in a job shop. Where a mass production organization is focused on reducing inventories, a job shop focuses on cutting lead time to drive improvement. Lean has evolved into a hodgepodge of tools and techniques, some of which can be applicable in a job shop environment and some can't. So let's take a cursory look. Continuous improvement is a lean element, and a job shop would certainly benefit from operating in a continuous improvement mode, constantly seeking new and better ways of doing things, and that's called Kaizen in lean lingo. Okay, seven wastes is another lean element. A job shop can benefit from reducing waste, and the seven wastes are general enough to be applicable to any organization. There are, however, additional sources of waste beyond these seven. Cellular manufacturing, where several operations are performed in the same area and operators are cross-trained, has some applicability in a job shop. But there may not be sufficient volume to make this practical. And any specific grouping can become obsolete when the product mix changes. Takt time is the standard time to complete a task on an assembly line. It's not applicable in a job shop. Similarly, standardized work is not applicable given that job shops are not making the same thing over and over. What are you going to standardize? One piece or continuous flow. This has to do with batch size and it's not applicable. A lot of times job shops have an order for a single piece. That's a one-piece flow. Pull systems and Kanban Job shops already operate on a pull system, so this is not applicable. The customer is pulling the work out of the shop, and it's done by ship date, by due date. The five whys is a method for getting to the root cause of a problem by asking why repeatedly. Now, although this method could certainly be used in a job shop, it's difficult to apply and tends to cause defensiveness. Try it the next time you're trying to solve a problem. Try it out. Quick changeover by single minute exchange of dies. And job shops can certainly benefit from quickly changing from one job to another. SMED, the single minute exchange of dies, was originally designed to reduce batch sizes. You could make smaller amounts at the same cost that you used to make larger amounts. And associated inventories then were reduced. It's part of a flexible manufacturing strategy as well as an inventory management strategy. Mistake proofing, called Poka Yoke, is designed to reduce errors in mass production assembly. It's not applicable in a job shop. This is where you color code things, or things will only fit in one way, that sort of thing. Leveling the workload is called Hijunka in lean lingo. And this is another mass production concept which relies on standardized work and constant input into the process. Job shop produces on an order by order basis. Leveling the workload is not possible. You do not have a constant demand, constant uniform demand, which is what you need to make that work. Total productive maintenance, TPM it's called. You can't argue with doing maintenance and preventive maintenance on your machines and equipment that you're using to manufacture things. The five S's, it's another thing that's pretty popular, and it's what it represents is all the words start with S in Japanese. But when they're translated, they are sort, set in order, shine, standardize, and sustain. Together, they supposedly represent a methodology for organizing, cleaning, developing, and sustaining a productive work environment. To tell you the truth, I don't know what this means. I do know that keeping a clean, well-organized workspace is as important in a job shop as it is in any other manufacturing environment. And I would leave it at that. Eliminating waste is another key lean element, but this is certainly not new or unique to lean. Henry Ford had efficiency experts on the payroll, and manufacturers knew about efficiency since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Efficiency was always a factor in manufacturing things. Of course, job shops can benefit from identifying and eliminating waste, but I would not attribute this to lean. So we can see there are some lean elements that can be used in a job shop, but lean as a management philosophy in an order-driven business misses the mark. And in fact, it can be more than disruptive, it can be destructive. Reducing inventory, the main tenet of lean manufacturing, is not applicable in a job shop, as we have pointed out. In fact, just the opposite is true when it comes to not stocking long lead time materials. Having long lead time materials on hand in a job shop enables a shop to deliver short lead time orders, which make it more competitive. If you don't have to wait to get long lead time material and you already have it, you can quote a much quicker delivery date, and that's a much more competitive advantage that will increase the likelihood of you getting the order. So the blanket rule of less inventory, as lean would suggest, can result in lost sales. Doesn't make any sense. However, there's nothing wrong with working to reduce work in process inventory. And one way to do this is to cut lead time, which leads to moving work through the shop more quickly. And this reduces work in process. At times, orders get stuck in production and can't be completed for any number of reasons. This may not be a floor problem. It may be the result of a faulty pre-production activity. For example, if a purchased part is not available when needed in production, that is not a production problem, even though it shows up there. There are no finished goods inventories in a job shop, as orders are shipped when they're completed. We mentioned that already. However, finished goods inventory could be a major source of savings in a mass production environment, just to give you another perspective here. Inventory is expensive to warehouse, so reducing the amount can result in significant cost savings. What Lean misses when it comes to job shops is the focus on cutting lead time as the most powerful strategy for improving performance and profitability. Let me give you an outline here of the benefits of shorter lead time. First of all, you can get sales increases. If you can deliver more quickly, the likelihood of you winning an order increases. You can get premium pricing for short lead times, okay? If somebody wants, it's like the post office, you want it tomorrow, it costs $20. You want it 2 days from now, it costs $5. The same idea. The less cost law of manufacturing is eliminated, and that less cost law says that the longer a job sits on the floor, the more it costs to get it out the door. Cutting lead time increases effective capacity by definition. If you're able to move more work through the shop in the same amount of time, that's increased capacity. It reduces schedule changes because there's less time on the floor and you're starting to pay attention to the pre-production part of the process, which is making sure that an order can actually be produced on the floor when it's released. The next thing is it accelerates cash flow and reduces your working capital requirements. How does that work? Well, when you book an order, you immediately start to spend money. Okay, you have to spend money to quote it. Now you have to spend money to route it, to put it into production, to start to buy the materials. Money is going out. Your overhead is running, so that's an expense that you got to keep paying. And so the longer it takes from when you start to pay money out to when you get it back, the longer that is, the more working capital is required to sustain that operation. But if you can shorten it, it takes less working capital to fund the system. And finally, customers demand it. Customers are getting more and more demanding of wanting short lead times. So the question is not really whether Lean is applicable in a job shop. Some of the tools can be used and abused, I might mention. The problem is that it focuses on inventory reduction, which is not a problem in job shops, and it overlooks the most powerful means of improving performance and profitability, which is cutting lead time. I hope you found this clarifying, and it may even have reinforced what you already knew or suspected. By the way, I recently compiled some data on the number of job shops by annual revenue. I identified 142,600 shops using the Reference USA database, and I sorted these by annual revenue. What I found, the highlights, 31% generate less than $500,000 a year in business. 54%, a little more than half, are smaller than $1 million a year. And 90%, which is virtually all of them, are less than $5 million a year. The Job Shop Knowledge Store website is ideally suited to support smaller shops. This is a just-in-time website that provides new perspectives and actionable strategies you can use to address troublesome issues, as well as strategies and tools to drive sales growth. Everything is priced reasonably, recognizing this distribution. So I encourage you to visit and shop jobshopknowledgestore.com.